Sandra Lee has been there and done that politically, but she's also a very savvy assessor of our political landscape. I'd say one of our very best Māori political commentators. She's kindly with us today. She's got a bit of a frog in her throat today, though, but it's her whakaaro that we're trying to draw out. Please excuse her croaky voice, was what she asked of me, and perhaps you can afford her that same cruise. Good to have you with us again, Sandra. Tēnā koe, thank you.
Morena.
Morena. Well, we've seen people cross the floor before, but this one caught everyone a little bit by surprise. The dust has settled somewhat, and a chance for us to reflect on what this potentially could mean for the Māori political landscape. Your thoughts here, please, Sandra.
Well, Dale, the first thing that I would say is that I think her decision is appalling and selfish. Now, don't get me wrong. I know that Labour has, since the late 1970s, needed to lift its game in the way that it respected and treated its Māori MPs. They have the largest Māori caucus now, and I think that Labour has a bad track record on wasting all their talent. And I also understand that it must have been very, very hard for Mecca to make this decision. However, and it's a big however, her people, her constituents, have never needed her more in the position of power that she held when she decided to walk. Her constituents are still suffering. They are sitting under sludge and slash. The recovery is slow. And she, as a minister, had her hands on the lever. So it's the timing that I'm critical of. If she had stood up and said, when the House was rising, I can no longer stand with Labour, and at the next election I'm going to the Māori Party, I would have understood. But at this particular point in time, about 16 weeks out from an election, she should have held hard. And this is why I think that should have been done. I can imagine, and I have seen firsthand with the Labour Māori MPs, how blimmin' tough it can be for them in there, inside their own party. But one thing every one of them can be sure of is that as tough as it might be personally for them, including Mecca, they can be absolutely sure that it's 100 times tougher out there for our people. So this was a time, as tough as it may have been on a personal level for her, to have held hard until the House rose, bringing as much as she could to the table for her constituents, and then announcing that she could no longer stay at that point in time.
And the reason that I value so highly your observations of politics, do you know what? You're the first person I've heard say that, that at this stage the timing's appalling and that it appears a selfish move. She had some sway, didn't she, as a minister of this government?
Yes, and she was recently made the cyclone recovery minister when Stuart Nash went down. And I'm hearing on the news this morning that Mo Kanolte's stepped up, that he's across all of these issues and etc. But that's not quite true, because for Māori, when they come to their Māori MP with their issues on a personal level, they're coming because it's the last hope. And I am absolutely positive that Mecca and our Māori MPs who are dealing with constituents that are cyclone impacted are hearing horrendous stories of their plight on a personal level. So this was not the time to leap off the ship. I get the leap. I get the desire to leave. And I get the personal mamae that may have led her to this. What I don't support and what I don't understand is the timing of it. Her job was to bring home the bacon as a recovery minister as hard and fast as she could before she left. So as I say, she should have waited till the House rose for the election and then said, well, I'm coming back and I'm coming out swinging, but next time it won't be with Labour. That I would have got. But our people down there are suffering, even here in Whakatāne, flooding again. and winter's coming upon her constituents. I hope and pray that they don't suffer further, as we have seen during Cyclone Gabriel. But the timing was lousy. Don't get me wrong, even the late great Honourable Matsurata walked out of Labor back in the late 70s and forced a by-election, as did Tariana Turia, who also forced a by-election. So Labor has to take a good, long, hard look at itself in terms of why it loses very effective Māori MPs. But at this time, given the situation for her constituents and given the fact that the last minister has already had to bite the bullet and walk, this was not the time.
I appreciate your thoughts. Will she win, do you think, in October?
I suspect not. I expect the Māori Party to do extremely well at the next election. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility. But one thing that MMP has taught us is people don't like party hoppers. And so it'll be interesting to see how her constituents feel about that. MMP's a much better electoral system, more Māori in Parliament. It's delivered, but it shouldn't be abused. And when you get elected with votes that came for Labor, in her case, in her seat, it's good to respect that. And if you've got to go, you wait for an election to do that. It's been done before. Look at Shane Jones. He was a Labor Party MP, and then he went to New Zealand first. But he did it an entirely different way from this. And I just feel for our people down there. I feel for the ones that have attended meetings with her. I feel for the ones that have brought their personal problems about what the devastation in their house, their kura, or whatever it might be like. This is just not the time. I had a conversation with the principal of a kura in Toku Māori Bay just a couple of weeks ago, and it's hard work to get that recovery going for them. Those people are relying on our Māori MPs to hold hard and work hard. So again, I'll just say this. I think there's not a Māori in the country that wouldn't accept for any Māori MP how very tough it can be in there. But those Māori MPs must always remember it's 100 times tougher for our people out there.
Sandra, as always, thank you for your perspectives and the richness of your kōrero and thinking. I look forward to another chance of a kōrero down the track. Ngā mihi. Tēnā koe.